Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. Senator Bill Cassidy is speaking out after a CDC panel voted to remove the universal recommendation for the hepatitis B vaccine immediately after birth. Cassidy, who's a medical doctor by trade, says decisions like these ought to be about protecting children's health.
It should not be about an ideology or a hostility on the basis of a personal prejudice.
Because the vaccine had been recommended, insurance providers had covered it. Cassidy says with the change in recommendation, that's now in limbo. The holiday season can be a stressful time for many people. The Louisiana Surgeon General's office says it's okay not to be okay, and the 988 helpline is available if you need help. Holly Howitt, the interim assistant secretary of the Office of Behavioral Health, says the office operates two 988 call centers, one in North Louisiana and one in New Orleans.
They're both Louisiana companies, and they're hiring local people, they're trained in local people, and so they're able to respond from within the state.
LRN.
Are you ready for a quick hit of cash? Then grab the new cash $50, $100, and $500 scratch-off with over $12.5 million in cash prizes. Stop at any lottery retailer and pick up cash $50, $100, and $500 today. Let the good times triple. Show your flair with Fleur de Threes from the lottery. Top prizes of whopping $133,300. $333. Visit any lottery retailer and ask for Fleur de Threes today. Louisiana Lottery, giving you a reason to smile. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Global technology company SLB announces plans to expand its technology center at the former GM assembly plant in Shreveport, resulting in hundreds of new jobs.
Today, we are here to announce our continued investment in the community, and more importantly, the expansion of our operation here in Shreveport.
That's SLB Data Center's director, Andrew Johnson, who says their $30 million investment will result in 600 new jobs, adding to the 660 employees they currently have. Paige Carter with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development says this partnership with SLB is exactly what they are trying to build statewide.
Long-term relationships with companies that grow with us, that innovate with us, and believe in the potential of our regions and our people.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Here we go again. Powerball mania is gripping Louisiana and the country. There have been no jackpot winners since the September 6th drawing, so the estimated jackpot for tomorrow's drawing is $930 million. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.